3, 2, 1.
Hi, welcome to our first episode of Out of Our Worlds. I'm Kat Walker.
And I'm Quan Tracy Cherry.
And this is going to be the podcast in which we discuss all things kind of woo-woo. mediumship. We're going to be discussing psychic predictions and phenomena. We're really going to be discussing predictions in this episode. Astrology. And I'm really excited that Quan's my partner in this because as far as I'm concerned, Quan is the primo astrologer. Spirituality. Yes. Numerology. Again, Quan is the numerology guy. Predictions, paranormal activities and events, pet connections, health readings, contact with other energy beings, and that could be anywhere from UFOs to angels to whatever, and science and metaphysics, and therapy.
And you're the expert on therapy.
Yes. So let's explain who we are a little bit to the people.
All right.
I'm Kat Walker. My background for over 25 years was as a therapist, but at about as far back as I can remember, so I can't tell you how far back that is, you know how old I am, but I have been seeing spirit, and spirit's been talking to me. Probably for 50 years, I have been doing it at least somewhat professionally, which led me into wanting to be a therapist and helping people. But now spirits guided me to be the bridge between both sides. I do many of the things I just mentioned. And why don't you talk about yourself?
Well, I like to tell people that I went to law school, became a lawyer to practice astrology. So there's this whole left hemisphere, cost accounting, financial accounting, banking background. But so I love numbers and they love me. But astrology brings in a larger story, the myths, the, you know, and there's magic to our language. Because even if you think about spells are nothing but, you know, well-crafted language, you know. And so there is this. Exactly. Absolutely. So when people go all fearful, it's just like, you know, you cast spells all the time. And when I get in with people who want to bring in a level of Christianity, I said, well, you know, one of the first rules of spell casting is in Genesis. In the beginning, the word or the logos said, let there be light. We got light. We didn't get, you know, bomb cyclones of blizzards and all of what we're going through on January 12th today. We got what we asked for. So astrology is just that little bit of a higher guide, deeper too, to give us a sense of what we can expect.
And I love that. Love that.
And the thing I love about working with you already, off camera, in front of camera, whatever, is there's the dovetail of, you know, your secular, you know, because at the time you came up, you couldn't just say, hey, I want to see some dead people, right? Because James von Prague wasn't around yet. And then when I came through, my family was just like, boy, you a STEM dude, you know, science, technology, now they say STEAM, they had the arts. And so I was always getting pushed into the math classes. But I always had the intuition, and mine wasn't spirits. It was people who were in wheelchairs. I would feel my energy leaking out when I would see that. And I knew when somebody was a little borderline. I was like, that person, the elevator's not going to the top floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's interesting that you should talk about that. Because
the elevator?
Yeah, the elevator. No, because for part of my career as working as a therapist, I did work with people in wheelchairs and disabled folks. So, okay. And that's something we didn't know about each other.
No, we didn't.
So that's very interesting.
I love the exploration of this. Just in the moment and just letting it come be revealed.
Yeah. One thing we're going to be doing in this podcast is we are going to be giving people the opportunity to get mini readings for free. So we are going to be encouraging people to contact us, and then we will, every single week, we will be randomly selecting somebody and they will get a mini reading. So in order to do that, I want to give my information, and Quan, I want you to give you yours. The best way to get in touch with me, all my information is on my website, which is Kat with a C, walkermedium.com. Okay. Quan, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
My website is beliefisnotrequired.com or just Quan Tracy Cherry, my three names, at gmail.com. Okay. And it's the Dick Tracy spelling. There's no E in that Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since we're at the beginning of 2024, I thought it would be very interesting to start with predictions for 2024.
Okay.
And I already know a little. I have some predictions, and I also know that you, being the numerology guy, that 2024 comes out to be an 8, which yes. means it's a very karmic. Am I correct?
Yes. And the karma, I see karma as being synonymous with intensity. The way that you know that you're done with a karmic relationship or situation is you no longer react to it, that there's a neutrality. But being that 2024 adds up to an 8, 8 is the infinity symbol, you know, mm-hmm. the exchange of energy and matter. So that in the beginning, let the word, let there be light. It's important that we understand our thoughts and our feelings are the non-form, but it's the energy. And the matter is what manifests. Hello, Taurus. Yes. But there's this aspect of 2024 that is about check your intentions and your intensity about your intentions at the door, you know, understanding that your thoughts, let's say in thought manifestation, we've been driving down the highway at, say, 30 miles an hour. Well, now we can drive down this highway of thought to manifestation at 60 miles an hour. So it's important to really guard what's inside, what you're thinking and feeling, because you'll be living with it for a while.
Well, I when I see the number 8, mm-hmm. and from a spiritual standpoint, spirit tells me it's like yourself looking into a mirror.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling there's a sense of revelation about ourselves looking into the mirror. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
2024, and not just on the individual level, but maybe on a level of our society, the world, and the universe.
Yes, because the 8th sign in the circle of animals, also known as the zodiac, is Scorpio. And you can't say Scorpio with people doing an air cross or, you know, oh, I can't, you know, they go into crazy. But Scorpio is the side of other people's resources. That can be financial, that can be emotional, that can be sexual, that can be mental. It's where we recognize the ego has to be deconstructed. Our identities have to be somehow reflected in yes. our relationships and our commitments to our relationships. So 2024 is it a half-hearted commitment? If it is, no luck for you. Because luck, I've learned in the 20 plus years that I've been doing this, Kat, or it's been doing me.
Yeah, I get that.
It's been doing me. That luck is directly correlated to our commitment.
I agree.
That the
seed
yes. of luck is in the beginning commitment. In 2024, as an astrologer who deals with evolution, the growth of our souls, our internal motivating intentional force, the 2024 8 energy is about our understanding that evolution starts with Pluto, mm-hmm. the most outermost planet. And I don't really care what the IAU said in 2006. He still has an effect. And Pluto gives you two questions. Are you living up to your highest and deepest potential? If not, why not? And then the other point of Pluto is regenerate, reconstruct that ego. Or die. And we're not talking about death. The big day. Yeah, we're yeah. talking about death of the ego, death of that individual identity or sense of separateness, which is what the Hindus are really talking about when they use the word Maya, the illusion, because Maya means illusion, mm-hmm. but it's the illusion that we're separate beings in the first place.
Yes, and that is such an illusion.
Oh.
And I feel strongly from a spiritual standpoint, our whole aspect of being here is to not be separate.
Yes.
To all join in. But before we get too deep into this,
yeah,
because I know people are wanting,
like, yeah, we could WTF. Go on. WTF, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into some predicting.
Okay. January 20th, Pluto, that evolutionary energy that gives us these two choices, either regenerate or transform, moves into the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius, I've already alluded to that the circle of animals or the zodiac, Aquarius is the water bearer. He's the transparent he, she, they, or the transparent energy of truth. They're loyal to truth. So there's an aspect of all of us kind of growing the F up and being individual contributors to our tribe, our squad, our community, our nation, our planet as a whole. So,
well, I'm liking the sound of that.
So from January 20th to about September 1st, he's in, you know, Aquarius. He backs back up into Capricorn for the 2 months, even with the election. So I'm looking at the election as we'll know more about, I guess, predicting more of an outcome as we get to late May, 1st of June. Because I'm still a practical mofo. So we still have to get, you know, the shakeout from who's going to be, you know, nominated and all of that.
Well, I do have some predictions on the election itself. And I've gotten very strong input from Spirit that if there is a strong turnout, if there is a strong turnout, Biden will be elected. If there's not a strong turnout, then Trump will be elected. And I think there's no question that Trump is going to get the nomination on for the Republican Party. And either way it goes. And so astrologically, I want to hear what you have to say about this. But either way it goes, there is going to be a tremendous amount of turbulence and possible violence, no matter who.
Wins. Some of it, and this is back to Pluto. Pluto takes 250 years to go around the entire solar system. And our country is only 246, 247 years old. So we're going through what's called our Pluto return. And what that indicates is that the structural inequalities, whether they're race, gender orientation, political party, the whole kit and caboodle is being transformed.
That is exactly what I'm getting.
So we're called, all of us, we're called to grow up and be an individual participant. So that definitely aligns with what you said about the intention of voter turnout. Because it's not, and this is just my personal aside, it's not whom you vote for that I'm going to get into discussion about. It's whether you're participating into the system. And so I definitely feel that the other piece of the election has to do with who will be the, I don't want to say Nader or Ross Perot spoiler, but I do feel that there is at least 8 to 15% of the population that will vote, but will be not for either.
Right. And that could be the whole crux of what happens.
Well, that's why they're looking at even the swing states right now, as you know, they're even. And this is where the lawyer part of me just gets really frustrated at the Citizens United and the, you know, corporations or people too and all of that, is that until there's a deconstruction of how much money it takes to be in office. You know, we've got to grow up as people and get, because we're really a republic. I mean, we have democratic leanings. But a lot of us don't even know the history of that. You know, what we really are as a government.
And then we talk again about the karmic role of the eight. And then I think about this. I was thinking about this today driving. Spirit was talking to me and telling me, you know, well, how, what karma comes to the United States because people came over and conquered entire nations. And now we're getting pretty deep, but is there a karmic aspect to that, that we could or should,
you can even look at Killers of a Flower Moon.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, just that movie as a backdrop.
Same thing.
You know, and if we know, you know, Oklahoma's nickname is the Sooner State. Again, this is a lawyer part of me, that the Homestead Act basically said whoever got sooner and claim the land, it was your land. Not taking into account the folk that were already there. And so there's a cosmic, and this is where it's not so much Pluto, although Pluto's definitely there. This is a Saturn thing. And Saturn's in the cleanup sign of Pisces. So imagine the most pragmatic, grounded, karmic, intense energy about thou shalt grow up. Saturn is in the most mystical, we are the world, we're in this together sign of Pisces. So we're all kind of having to do this dance or this ballet or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know about you, but I feel like we're falling on our butts sometimes.
Yeah, like if you want to bring
doesn't
in...
Doesn't feel like a dance.
If we want to bring in the, you know, the bad receiving that we had with the KC Chiefs this fall, that, yeah, we're like our receivers on the Kansas City Chiefs. If you follow football, I mean, they drop the ball a lot. Yeah. And what I think we're learning as Americans is, as a nation, is how do we participate consciously in the development of the planet as a whole. And it's been on our minds as a nation since the dissolution of the U.S., the Soviet Union in 1991. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking 33 years of being really the only or the sole superpower. And so we have to take responsibility for that. And 2024 is a transitional year because 25 and 26 are about building, innocently building, I don't want to say new world order because that gets us into, shadowy sides of both parties. But there is, if I were going to have any prediction, I joke with it's like a JCPenney prediction. Their mantra or their motto used to be, it's all inside. So it's about us really going inward and understanding our intention and our motivations around how we treat not just ourselves in the voting booth, but how we treat the cashier at the grocery store. How do we treat the people that we run into on a day-to-day basis?
And this is part of what I'm seeing as well is we have seen in the last 10 years or so, such a division or divisiveness about the way people are treating each other. And this, for me personally, is a big concern. Mm-hmm. What Spirit tells me is this next year, there can be a shift in attitude of more community and less divisiveness, even though I'm saying on one hand, this election is going to create enough people, no matter who wins.
And I agree. And I feel that where we are as a people, planetary, but just focusing on Americans, is our ability to recognize our resources. You know, we sing about it, you know, the Purple Mountain Majesty. You know, we have been blessed, if we want to use more of a Judeo-Christian analogy, but we have been fortunate in the sense of having so many natural resources. And mid-May, Jupiter, which is the planet of I call Jupiter sometimes Jupra. I conflate Oprah, you get a car, you get an educational Kenyan girl. You know, I mean, there is this aspect of paying it forward. And our nation in May, the paying it forward has to deal with our understanding how we use information, whether that's we're screaming fake news or whether we're actually getting back to some journalistic principles and integrity. So I'm looking forward to a shift in mid to late May around how we distribute and disseminate information on that level.
I like that.
In a way that's more adult and more nuanced and not trying to just get internet clicks, you know?
Now, I want to talk a little bit about switching it up a little bit.
Sure.
Some things the Spirit has told me about what's going to happen in other parts of the world as well.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you feel about it Now, when I get things, I don't get the timelines that you do because mm-hmm. you can look at the planets. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting...
But before you continue, I want to interrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel really exceptional mediums that have a groundedness in psychotherapy. You're tapping into the harmony of the spheres. You're tapping into... You just don't need the language of astrology. It's like you have your own bridge to your own middle people. You know,
True.
I just love the language. But I think what some of us astrologers can be guilty of is feeling like we're the apex psychics. And bull.
Thank you.
Bull. No,
I am a bull.
That's right. You are Taurus. Yeah, I was going to say bull, you know, I said, nah, I ain't cursing. Not yet. Y'all don't know me well enough for me to be cursing. But so I want to hear. So spirit, when you think of Yemen, what comes mm-hmm. to you with what's going on in Yemen and in that area? Of course, we're focused on Hamas, Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I mean, so... Yeah.
I have seen, okay, I want to start with Ukraine because I'm feeling the most, right now it's not looking very positive in many ways, but I am seeing some diplomatic pressure coming down mm-hmm. and for Putin being able to pull out in a way that he does not lose face. Mm-hmm. And he's quite a lot about face. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually seeing that portion of that's where we may see some cooling down and some peace. What I'm being told is that in the Ukraine, those people are seeds. They have roots. They are trees. They have it all. And they cannot, from a spiritual level, be beaten down. And on the Russian end, the Russians don't have that same attachment. And so I feel that Putin is losing his own people. And so that he somehow there's some diplomatic way that he's going to pull out.
Well, he is. And this is the astrology of it. Putin is born under the sign of Libra. And Libra is the sign of the scales, diplomats, ambassadors. And if one scale is really heavy and suspicious, as we know he mm-hmm. can be with his former KGB trasero, right. which is Spanish for ass, then there is and the sun sign is what you're here to learn. Mm-hmm. So he's here to learn how to balance himself with others. Now, the Ukrainian president used to be a comedian.
I know.
And he's an early Aquarian, and his solar purpose is about the community, is about transparency. So it says something about these people that they voted for someone, because I saw some of those videos. They were hilarious, you know, and they made me joyous just to think this is somebody deciding something. So he's kind of the other scale. And mm-hmm. Aquarius teaches Libra how to be principled based on what's best for the largest number of people. Libra can sometimes get focused on, I can manipulate this one relationship mm-hmm. through my charm offensive. Well, do you see Putin as charming? I mean, I suppose he has it somewhere, right?
As a woman, I don't.
Oh, I liked him on that horse. I thought that was, really.
I know. Without the shirt, yeah.
But I am hopeful, again, when the Jupiter alignment paying it forward hits an air sign, it'll affect both of these men around June and July.
Okay.
So I do like that, although we will see some transformation of God, his name is escaping me. Bukowski, what is the...
Are you talking about the
Ukrainian
president?
I can remember he's an Aquarian. I can remember his astrology, but not his name. But yes.
Yeah.
I really want to see what happens to him on this next birthday and later this month.
Okay.
To see what type of new innovative things he implements in order to do that rooted aspect that your spirit saw around the Ukrainian people.
Okay.
Really want to see that.
The other part of the world, of course, we're very focused on is Palestine.
Yes.
And I am seeing something coming down from a diplomatic standpoint that will cool things off for a bit, but only cool it off mm-hmm. and only for a bit, because I feel that the roots on both sides are now so deep. And spirit tells me that we have created many, many problems.
Again, there. A lot of those roads of what you're picking up from the larger planetary movements are mid-February to the beginning of spring. So that 6 months, excuse me, that 6 weeks from mid-February to the end of March will tell the tale about how much longer, whether we're going to regenerate, as I talked about Pluto, and having, when you talked about diplomatic pressure, it's not just coming from those that are in power, because mm-hmm. Aquarius is about shared power. That's why America is such a beautiful, in its ideal state, a beautiful experience in terms of the people being able to govern themselves. Now, we got to look at the Electoral College and other things, but I digress. But the point I'm making is that that mid-February to the end of March is a time period for that shift of transparency and worldly pressure on both sides of Hamas.
I'm going to stop you for a second on that, because we're hitting towards the end of our time. But the other thing is I wanted to bring up something maybe a little silly.
I love it.
And lighten it up for God's sakes. But I'm seeing Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift marrying and having a child. I don't think that child and the marriage happens in 2024, but I see the engagement.
Oh, sure. And first of all, they're 69 days apart, you know, and born in 1989. And so they have a lot of things in common in terms of the collective the energies that they bring. I'm thinking, you know, engagement as soon as around Valentine's Day.
I am too.
He's Libran, so he's all about initiating new forms of being in relationship, and the marriage will certainly be effing fascinating.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking,
at least it can bring a smile and something else.
I would like it if they got married in between their birthdays, so sometimes in late October, 1st of November.
Nice. I like that.
That just feels right.
So I think we're getting to the point we're going to have to wind up pretty fast. Time goes by faster than I thought.
I'm pulling my Carol Burnett, the time we share together. Yeah.
But again, I want us to be able to give our addresses for people to be able to get in touch with us for whatever questions they may have for the show, as well as to get in touch with us for anything else. Again, my information is all on catwalkermedium.com. Mm-hmm. Your information.
And beliefisnotrequired.com, but I also have a YouTube channel, Quan Tracy Cherry 1. Mm-hmm. Instagram is also Quan Tracy Cherry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you put in Quan, you'll get Belief Is Not Required. And it's important to know your birth time.
Yes.
And if you don't know your time because your mother or father are no longer in physical world, it's important to know the story. So ask other relatives what happened, because the birth time is really, the story is important.
Well, and the other thing, Quan, is I think you're going to get a lot of questions. People want to just educate themselves in general, too, maybe not even about themselves so much, but want to know some questions in general. And I think as our listeners become more and more educated, then the questions will be a little more sophisticated.
It's out of our world with Kat and Quan. And so it's about leaving our physical expectations and projections and looking inwardly to get along better, to know ourselves better, mm-hmm. so we can get along with others better.
And we are going to have lots of guests, too. So look forward to some really, really interesting guests.
Yeah. And the guests, you know, I'm thinking of a couple of people who are a little bit ahead of me in terms of their use of the internet and their ability to do maybe some political astrology or, you know. And you know some other mediums and what have you, correct?
Absolutely. And I know ET people and white voodoo people and everything.
All right. I love it. God, I've had a good time here
today. Me too. Thank you. Thank you. This has been so much fun. Yes. And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Exactly. And Kat, I just thank you for inviting. And let's put a shout out to Jeff as well.
Our sponsor.
And it's just good that we're beginning 2024 on such an up note, for sure.
So we'll see you all next time.
Thank you.